Soite Pegdal Mishnah Gimel. Milberes Chaveroi Uminekes Chaveroi. Somebody who married a woman who was an almana or a grusha, but when the first husband died or was megarisher, left her a milberes. She was expecting. Or she had a nursing child, she's a menekes. When he married her, be'iser. Chazal v'goyzer, sugis and ksubis taf samach, sugis and yevomis barichus. Chazal v'goyzer that a mu'beres or menekes is not allowed to get married. Because marrying another husband, either she could become expectant from the second husband, and that could harm the uber sheb me'el, or if she's a menekes, she'll have to stop nursing the child. She's not entitled to do that. So Chazal said that a menekes and mu'beres have to wait 24 months, which is this man yenika kimuvu in the sugis that we mentioned above. It's interesting, L'chayr she had the same problem of harming a child even when she's living with her own husband. It should be us of him to love her alone. Maybe she'll become pregnant again and that'll harm the child that she's nursing. The Teretz is the husband will take care of his own wife. It's his child. And she's expecting a second child. He'll buy her more food, more bed rest, whatever it is. But a new husband won't be sympathetic to the old. So therefore, Chazal made that there has to be a hafrosha between her responsibilities to her child from the first husband with responsibilities for the second marriage. Therefore, she has to wait. So because it is an gzeira derabbanan, we look at this as a marriage which is not roi. And therefore, the same way we had halacha by chay ve'lavin of l'sheisis v'l'neisis ksuba, in Mishnah Beis, that'll be the same thing over here, Divrei Reb Meir. As a general rule, whenever there's a gzeira, the one who's more makbid on the gzeira, on all the details of the gzeira, is Reb Meir. So over here, we're very machmir. We'll treat her as a woman that's not roi to her husband, and l'sheis v'l'neisis ksuba. The chama more makel, the chama imrim, yochel hu lahafrisha, u lahachzira lahachazman. The Chacham says she is roi. Why? Because Enoch and Ami, they also hold that it's also for her to stay married to him, but he could be megarisher, and he could take her back. Reb Meir was goyzer an extra layer of this gzera. Not only is a mu'beres or menekes chaver not allowed to get married, if somebody else married her, they made a knas, he has to divorce her, and he's not allowed to take her back. The Chum don't hold that we take it that far. They say right now they're not allowed to stay married. It's not just that he's not allowed to live with her. La'afrisha, he has to be megarisha, u'la'achzir la'achazman. Of course, the Gemara has a discussion about any of them is what's going to be if she's an Eishes Kohen. If he divorces her, he's not going to be able to take her back. Afilo achi. But there's no inherent din because of shoysois that he has to be megarisha elamis. Therefore, it's called an Isha Ru'uya, whereas according to him, it's Isha Sheini Ru'uya. There's a Zeitiga point over here, which is interesting. Is that the Gemara points out, the Rishonim bring, that we're not going to give her to drink the Mayim Ha'orim while she's Mu'beres. The Vlad has his own life, and if she's guilty, so we won't give her the water to drink that will kill her with a Uber B'me'eho. The Mufarshim point out something interesting. The Halachas Mufarshim, the Paiskim, the Rambam brings, that if there's a woman that's Mizana, and Kina Lovin Ister, her husband takes her to the Beis HaMikdash and gives her this mashke, her meisoita, even though she's a meuberes. We don't look at that as ritzicha, possible ritzicha of the Vlad, uber mei imoi, and you give her. Same way a woman who's chayiv misa, she was mechal shabbos, achman, son, or evin avay dezor, if she's chayiv misa, you'll kill her. You're not going to make a cheshbon because there's a uber b'meil. Right now, uber yerek imoi, and you'll kill her. It's only over here where the child that's inside of her is somebody else's child. So there, a person can't be mashke, his own wife, to be mazik, to be mafsid, to be ma'abid, somebody else's child. This is the way the Achrenim HaMiyashiv this din. Eilanis Uskeno, Visheina Ruya Leilet. These are three women that are not really fitting to be married to in terms of mitzvahs peruvu. Eilanis is a woman who can't have children. Loshen is Ayol, is that she's like a Zocher. An Ayol is an animal that's a Zocher. She was created that way. She's a Balas Mum. She doesn't have the regular female characteristics that would make her a Bas Bona. Skeno is a woman that can't give birth. Vishena Ria Leled is because she took some type of medicine. She had some type of medical treatment that would make her unable to have children. Lo Shoisois Velenotel Sksuva, the Tanakama holds that he's not allowed to stay married to her. It's a Isha Shena Ruya. Now we're talking over here about somebody who wasn't Mekaymitz's Puruvu. There's nothing wrong with a 70-year-old Alman and marrying a 65-year-old Alman, even though she's a Skena and she can't have children. We're talking about somebody who's in violation of a mitzvah Puruvu. There's nothing in this marriage which is in violation of halacha. He's married to her, now she can't have children. You know what he could do? He could be Mekaymitz's mitzvah, he can marry a different woman. It's only a minig of the last 1,000 years that we have chayim derabenegeshen. But be'etzim derais, a man can marry two women. Avraham Avinu did it, so why would this make that his eshes ne'urim, his real wife, would be not ru'uyoloi? He can marry somebody else, Chana and Penina, like you have by Eli HaKoyin in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. I'm sorry, not Eli HaKoyin, Hokono. The Chachamim hold, the Gemara's Mavur and Yevamis, is that his hishtadlus to be Mekayim the Mitzvah would be Mechayiv him to divorce his first wife. Because nobody else is going to want to marry him. A chelik of his hishtadlus is going to have to divorce her and look for another wife. I Matzinu, there were those that married his second wife, Avram, like we said, Elkanah, Zedim. But his chiv hishtadlus means he has to look at this marriage as not fitting for him, be Megarish and take another wife. We don't pass him that way. Ushar kol hanoshim oishoisos oiloinotlis ksuba. So this mission is not, this line is not being mechadish anything. Either they drink, if they don't want to drink, if they refuse, the husband refuses, then loinotlis ksuba also because it's sophic soita. But lamaisa loishoisos. Mishnah dalit. Eishes koin shoise umuteres labailo. An eishes koin who's kin and loving istura. About the husband could be mashker and mesoita umuteres labailo if she's found the kia. Now the chiddush over here is, you would say that a woman who is kinel of an istur, she's asur labailo, she has a din that he's mechuyif to be megarisha. Komash malon that right now, even though temporarily she was asur loy, and in that state he'd have to be megarisha. Komash malon right now the mayim was mevar that she's not asur labailo, so she's not a soita, she's not a grusha. There's no reason why she can't, why he can't go take her back. L'maisa, the Gemara of Yendav Chavav is most of another knetch in Tesantazach. The Pasuk in Pasha said to say, when does a woman become Asur Labailo? When she was with another man, v'hi loy nitvaso. Loy nitvaso means she wasn't forced. If she was forced, she doesn't become Asur Labailo. She's an oinis, and the same way she doesn't get punished for being nivellus, because it's not her fault, she's also not Asur Labailo. And Eishes Koyen L'maisa is Asur Labailo even Ba'inish. She becomes a Zoinish. She was Nevelis to somebody. She was an Eishes Ish. She was Nevelis to somebody. She was Asur Aloy. So it passes from Kuna. The husband has to divorce her. Because of that, she, L'chor, is not included in the Pasuk of Ehiloi Nitva. So Mela, she's not part of the Parashah of Shtir. So Mela, that's why the Mishnah has to speak out. The choice of Mataris Labailo. Then the Gemara also has a Psinta Santa Zach. Has a case that the Gemara says that maybe you would say, since she was Nisyachid, you choshish more that she was Nensa. Regulations claim not choshish she was Nensa until you found out that she was. Over here, it could be choshish because she was kin of an istur. The Gemara brings a case where she was chol sahachashdias amayim. She got sick. She's symptomatic. But Lamaisa, she didn't die, and it wasn't Bibitna Birecho. So maybe it would be a raya that she's Mizana. The Gemara brings up such a Havamin. You'd have a Havamin that clear she was Mizana. But it's only because the Znus was Ba'inis. She was Nenso, but it was Ba'inis. I don't know why that's called being Mizana. Why would it punish her? She's not old for a punishment. So maybe you would say that she should become Osa to a Kohen. So the Kamash Malon is that even though other parts of her body didn't react well and she got sick, but it's not a raya that she was Mizana. It could be anything else, and if we don't ask her. That's the way the Gemara explains this din. Eishe Soris Soita, Shoisa. A Soris is somebody who can't have children. It's more than that. It's not that he can't have children, it's that his Koyach Haleda is deformed, and Memela his. The Torah defines that a woman who is Mizana, the Torah says, Mi balade ishech, that she should be miyuchid letash mishbailo. But over here, he can't, or not in the regular way. He's a soros. So Mela Hava Mina is there, he's not part of the pasuk. Komash Malone Isha Shoisa. There's nothing missing in the relationship between them, the issues. Therefore, Shoisa. Ayide kol harayis mikanin. Chutz min hakoton umimi she'ene ish. This means, if a husband is suspicious of his wife, even if it's not just a foreign person, it's her father, her brother, people that she's normally not asked me yichud, the husband can be mekanel or chiddush. That kinui v'nistra, she doesn't become also when she violates the laws of yichud. A woman is allowed to be mesiachet with her husband, but not with her brother, with her father, with her son, but not when the husband was mekanel. So the husband was mekanel, she was nisiachet, she becomes asur lebali yichayish v'znos. The only men that can't become kino love and istura, if the husband warns for them, is chutz min ha-koton. Koton doesn't have a din. The Torah says, v'shochav isho, so ish v'loi koton. Some of this din is not by a koton. Umi mi she'ene ish means if the husband is mekanelo and then she's nistura with a behema. The Torah says, mi she'ene ish, is not v'chal the pasha, v'shochav isho, so. Some of the behema, there's no pasha of kino love and istura.